previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Okay, so it's Youth Day, and one can hardly mention the word youth without coupling it with the word technology. The two are simply synonymous. Over the last decade, we've witnessed major transformation in young people's access and immersion within the digital environment. And while considerable focus is often placed on the risks and safety issues around technology and social media for young people, a lot can also be said for the positive ways in which the youth engage as agents in a digital world. This morning, we chat to Enterprise Development Officer for the Nelson Mandela Bay iHub ICT Incubator, Karabo Nciweni. Karabo, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Lee. Thank you for having me, and good morning to the listeners of Algoa FM.
Good morning, Karabo. Karabo, tell us, what is the iHub?
Okay, so the Nelson Mandela Bay iHub is an NGO that incubates businesses that are in ICT, the information communication technology. And then now the business that we incubate varies from software developers to media and film production companies. But the focus mainly now we're looking at incubating entrepreneurs that are very innovative.
Okay, I mean, look, obviously the whole point in terms of what you guys do is to upskill youth around digital skills. So as countries transition to digital economies, it's obviously important for youth to possess those digital skills in order to thrive, you know, and survive in this day and age. Can you expand a little bit on this?
Seriously, I think the youth need to understand that the future is now digital, and COVID-19 has somehow forced us to go digital. So it's very important for youth to equip themselves with digital skills. I believe nowadays that degrees alone are not enough, because we're still sitting with an unemployed youth that is educated. They're holding the degrees from universities and various colleges, but they're still sitting there without jobs. So I believe that if they can equip themselves with digital skills, and maybe that can somehow at least create a lot of work, and they can easily become business people. And we're talking skills like your e-commerce, your copywriting, digital marketing skills, typing skills. I mean, you've learned how to type at school, but then now you can go online and get a company even from abroad and asking you to, you know, translate this audio into it, typing. Yeah. And that alone is a job that you can say, you can formalize the business, open a business, and you can just deal with that. And then there are ways and you can find ways on how to access these companies online. So if you can equip yourself enough with these digital skills, I think we can fight this unemployment quite quick.
Absolutely. Well, thank goodness the training ecosystem is vast, you know, and youth are being upskilled through many different channels. And speaking of which, you know, with regards to these channels, one of these is the NMB iHub Digital Youth Festival taking place on the 24th and the 25th of June. You guys are hosting that. It sounds awfully exciting. Won't you tell us a bit more about it?
Yes, it's exciting indeed. So the AB4IR, in partnership with the iHub and the Regional Innovation Networking Platform, so they're hosting this event, the Digital Youth Festival, and we're hosting it across three provinces, and it has started this year. So we started in Gauteng and Limpopo. Limpopo is running, I think, from tomorrow and Friday. And then next week it's happening here in the Eastern Cape. And we are very privileged to host it at the iHub. And it's going to be a hybrid event. So we're hosting it both physical and virtual.
Tell us, what is the main aim of the event?
So the aim is to expose the unemployed youth in mostly in the disadvantaged communities about the opportunities that are available in the digital space, and to bring awareness around the ICT sector and to simplify the terms like your 4IR. I mean, those are the terms that maybe our young people don't understand what exactly is that. And only if we can get the expert to unpack or simplify these terms, and then you can only find that youth can actually compete in this space.
Well, I mean, listen, it's important to mention that by some definitions, the term youth often includes those in their mid-30s. And in fact, Charlton and myself consider ourselves youth as well, even though we're over 40. So I think it's important it's important to mention that while it is a digital youth festival, it really is open, I think, to anyone really to participate and to join in. Won't you tell us what the process is for registering for the event?
Okay, so you can register on the website. It's dyf.co.za. You can also go on the Facebook page, which is the Digital Youth Festival. And then you can connect virtually on via Zoom, YouTube, and Facebook. We also have satellite venues, one in Motherwell and one in Carrieja at the Science and Technology Centres, because we also know that data is a big issue when it comes to our unemployed youth. So we're trying to at least organise the centres to host them as well.
I love that. I love that. Just considering the fact that, you know, not everybody has data and accommodating those as well with, through those satellite venues. Karabo, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. All the best to you and the team with the Digital Youth Festival, and thank you to the Nelson Mandela Bay iHub Incubator for, you know, for committing to equipping young people with digital skills and empowering them around entrepreneurship opportunities, which ultimately contribute to inclusive and sustainable economic growth within the ICT sector.
Thank you so much, Lee. Thank you again for having us and affording us the opportunity to talk about this. We're very passionate about entrepreneurship.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.